Elias Eesti . Saate toob teieni Skype .
Tere tulemast järjekordsesse saatesse Neljas Eesti . Nagu iga nädal on meil ka seekord siis saatekülaliseks stuudios välismaalane, kes on Eestisse ajutiseks või pigemaks ajaks elama kolinud ning uurime siis oma külaliste käest, mis nad Eestist arvavad ja mida nad siin teevad. Tänane külaline on meil vast kõige kaugemast lokatsioonist seni. Ta nimi on Elijah Värto ja ta on pärit Austraaliast. Hello, Elijah.
Hello.
You know, last week we had a Canadian guy whose name was Kevin Jaako, and it just sounded so familiar to me, and I had no idea that he was actually originating from Estonia.
Oh, right.
So your name puts it you in the vicinity of Finland. Finland. It's yeah. Finnish, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So how come you ended up in Australia?
Just to cut a long story short, I was traveling, and then I had a Finnish passport because one of my parents is born there, and I thought I'd move there, but I didn't. I ended up locating here, ran out of money, visited relatives in Sweden and Finland, and yeah.
So you basically planned to move to Finland, but you ended up staying in Estonia.
Yeah, then projects started here, and got to know people here, so that's how it happens, I suppose.
Was it easy to integrate, do you think? How was your experience?
I don't know about integration. You have to know the language to be integrated. But I've lived here for a while. It's getting closer to 2 years. I'd had some tough times, but I like the projects that I'm working on, so it makes it all worthwhile.
Tough times as a foreigner?
You know. It's economically, you're not so well off here, so, you know.
That's true.
That's what I've experienced.
Yeah, but on the other hand, of course it helps to know the language, but on the other hand, I think Estonians are pretty happy to communicate in English because everybody's proud that they are able to.
Yeah. It's not like I'm living in some country where I can't communicate to people at all. Yeah. Everyone has pretty much very good English, really. That's what I find.
But Elijah, siis... Küsisin jällegi nime kohta, et perekonnimi Värto ka viitaks just kui Põhja-Euroopale, eriti siis Soomele, kahtlused osutusid õigeks, ta ongi Soome juurtega. Plaanis ka Soome elama minna alguses, aga siis jäi Eestis siin, hakkas tegima erinevaid projekte ja sellest, mida ta siin teeb, seda on tegelikult päris palju. Sellest me räägiksime ehk pikemalt natukene hiljem, aga tahaksin tegelikult tullagi, kuna Elijah loo valikud on väga huvitavad ja natukene sellised ekstreemsemad, siis tahaksin tegelikult tulla juba kibelen esimese looga peale hakkamast. Want you to introduce the first track, please.
The first track is Skipper and Skido, which follows after the first intro track, which I can't recall. Anyway, but there's two tracks. What they're quite short, and it's a Finnish group called 1234567890, and they'll actually be playing in a festival that I have planned in mid-November on the 12th and the 13th.
Okay, nii et siis tuleb Soome bänd, vaimetega 1234567890.
Thank you.
nagu ise siis kuulsite, on tänased muusikavalikud võib-olla natuke sellisemad ärevamad, mis esiklikult teeb ainult head meelt. Saateks on siis neljas Eesti ja stuudios on külaline Elijah Värto Austraaliast, kes nüüd küsikski ka seda, kaua ta eemal on olnud, mida ta sellega seoses tunneb. Elijah, how long have you been away from Australia then?
I think it was May, 2 Mays ago, so that's like, you know, we're getting close to 2.5 years. Yeah, I left then. Yeah. Went travelling and...
Did you have a reason to leave? Something?
Not really, just there's always like a bit of a drive to go travelling for an extended period. Everyone sort of talks about it a lot in Australia. And my sister did so well before I did. And she was gone for close to 3 years before she came back. And I already had it in my head, but she just really pushed me even more. And so, yeah, it's like there's a real tradition of like trying to travel for as long as you can and maybe even living somewhere else for a time, you know. Yeah.
It's funny, you probably heard about it, but Australia turned into some kind of a haven for Estonian youths who... Well, there was basically an exodus of Estonian young people to Australia. I know about at least 20 or 25 who have moved permanently to stay there.
Yeah, I know that there was some kind of particular special treatment in terms of working visas for Estonian citizens as opposed to other citizens.
You mean it was kind of easier for the Estonians to get
it? I think it was some kind of deal that was cracked between governments. And I don't think Australia wanted to have those same beneficial conditions for all countries. I don't know why they picked Estonia as such, but I know that if you're Latvian, it's not as easy to get a working visa as it is if you're an Estonian. And likewise for other countries. So
That's strange. Yeah. Well, of course, we have a tradition of having Estonian communities in Australia also before the war. Lots of people moved there.
Oh, right. Yeah. I know that there was something like 50,000 Estonians that moved to Australia after the war, which was twice the community that came from Finland. So, you know, yeah.
Elijah on siis ära olnud kodumalt juba kuskil 2.5 aastat ning oli ka kuulnud eestlastest Austraaliases. Vahepeal siin toimus midagi sellist, mida võiks isegi kutsuda massiliseks väljarändeks, et just eriti noored inimesed, kellel meie siin Eesti kodumaal ei olnud võib-olla midagi tegelikult oma elu ja haridusega peale hakata, siis paljud neist läksid Austraaliasse üheks põhjuseks. Elijah põhjusena oskas ta ka nimetada seda, et heidetavalt Eesti ja Austraalia vahel on tehtud mingisugune diil, mis annab noortele eestlastele võimaluse tööviisat lihtsamini saada kui mõne teise riigi kodanikul. Aga tahaks muusikaga edasi minna. Elijah, about the next track, SPK, the track called Germanic, it's an industrial band.
Yeah, it's an Australian group from the early 80s. They're quite radical for their time and even for now. The song is in German, and it seems to be like it's some kind of German tank commander at war. There's a lot of bombs going off and a lot of explosions. They were quite provocative. And in some ways, the leader of that group is now some kind of Hollywood soundtrack composer for commercial movies, which really is at odds with what he used to be, because it was all quite extremist tactics where they'd be cutting up a pig's head, you know, in a live performance and using all kinds of heavy machinery and heavy metal to make all kinds of ugly noises. Also the guitarist went on to make a commercially successful roots blues band later on. So I don't know, they're true artists in a way and quite diverse. They started off with shock tactics and ended up becoming boring in old age.
Okei, okay, here it comes then. Siit tuleb siis lugu SBK, bändilt SBK, lugu nimega Germanic, kontroversiaalne industrial grupp.
Yeah.
Eesti. Saate toob teieni Skype.
Tere taas siis saatesse Neljas Eesti, kus meil täna on külas inimene Austraaliast, Elijah Värta, ja oleme rääkinud tema soomepärasest perekonnimest hetkeks, aga nüüd tahaks rääkida tegelikult tema teisest alteregost, mille järgi ta siin juba paljudele tuttavaks on saanud. Elijah on tuntud ka nimel Servataguse inimene, selline äge nimi, ja küsiks selle kohta temalt täpsemalt. Elijah, you are also, I would say, already quite widely known in Tallinn under the name Servataguse inimene. Would you explain the moniker and
It's just mean? The person behind Servataguse musica. So, I organized that music series, and that was just another profile that I can then invite for other things that I organize that aren't necessarily Servataguse musica, because not everything is. The Servataguse musica was originally intended to be purely experimental music from Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Russia. Over time, since July last year, it's perhaps moved to just being unusual music. It's not strictly experimental music as such.
Mm-hmm. And this word Servataguse would actually then for you mean outside the mainstream?
Well, I suppose it is that, but it's not just that. It was actually a translation, a friend of mine. I wanted to call it something like Beyond the Margins.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to use English, so I got someone to say what would be the best way to translate that, and she chose Servataguse. So.
Is that a question you have to answer a lot?
No, actually, people don't usually ask too much at all.
They are much more reliant on the music you choose for them.
I think. I don't know how widely known the music series is, to be honest. Attendance varies, you know. Sometimes it's really great, other times I've had some exciting performances and I've been wondering where people are. I think it's gathering up, and now there's a festival coming, and I've got 6 foreign performances confirmed. There's possibly 8. I've got 3 Finnish performances, a couple of Latvian performances, and a Lithuanian group. And there's actually one Lithuanian and one Finnish group that I'm considering to also put in there as well. But it's getting a bit big, I think, so I've got to think about it.
You don't want to get it too big?
It's just finances. You got to pay for people from Lithuania to come here.
Yeah, that's right.
And from Finland. It's possible to get support from cultural groups for Finnish performers, but it's definitely not possible for Latvians and Lithuanians, so that's where you have to actually think whether it's commercially viable. You know, there's no subsidizing for Baltic performers. There's no groups that you can really go to that will so easily support you.
Okay, Elijah, siis nagu ma ütlesin, on tuntud ka ürituste sarja poolest, mille nimi on Servataguse muusika, ja tema enda, see, kes seda ajab, siis tema, ütleme, hüüdnimi või võetud aalias on Servataguse inimene. Ja algselt markeeris see ürituste sari siis meie igasugust eksperimentaalmuusikat meilt meie lähinaabritelt, sealt Lätist, Soomest, Leedust ja Venemalt, aga Elijah ise ütles, et see kontseptsioon on nagu natukene laienenud, et praegu ta pigem kasutaks terminit ebatavaline muusika. Aga siit tuleks ka järgmise loo juurde, mis on samuti Austraaliast. Naked on the Wake, they are also an Australian band, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're from Sydney. When I used to live in Melbourne, they were playing there basically once a month. They'd make the trip over. The live music in Melbourne is really thriving. I used to go 4 days a week, and sometimes I wouldn't be able to choose between three or four bands on a Saturday night, which I'd be able to go see.
And local bands?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all local. Like, I mean, you don't get too many. You do get foreign performers in Australia, but it's not as much as is possible in Western Europe or stuff like that because it's so far away. But yeah, this was one of my favourites, and they've toured the States on 50-date tours twice, and they recently did a tour in Western Europe. Be great if they'd play here, but it doesn't happen so often.
Siit siis tuleb Melbourne'i väga viljakast underground skenest Melbourne'i oma bänd Naked on the Wake ja lugu Treading Water. Austraalia bändimega Naked on the Wake, selline veidi postpungilik lugu, mille kohta edes võtsid, et see plaat tuli välja kõigest paar kuud tagasi, et päris uus lugu. Aga asja kui nende servataguse muusika üritustega korraldaja tahaks uurida, kuidas see ürituste tegemine Eestis ja Tallinnas nagu välja näeb, et kas see on lihtne või keeruline. Elijah, what would you say by regularly organizing these music events and also performance events? I don't know, would you say that the community is supportive, or do you get any support from the state, or how do you feel the whole thing? Is it easy or not?
No, it's not easy, and I don't really have, there's no subsidies, I haven't really tried too hard. I made some half-hearted efforts but didn't really feel like it would get anywhere. However, I have got the festival next year is got funding allocated from Tallinn 2011. Mm-hmm. And that was I don't know, there was some kind of contract and agreement made, you know, like December last year. Although I don't exactly know how much support there is, but they're going to give some support, and for this festival there's some volunteers they'll be giving in absence of monetary support, so that's good. It is kind of tough to make events that are not necessarily commercially oriented, so you have to be you have to cut corners, you have to try to do things cheaply. You have to do things yourself, you know. You can't get someone else to do it all the time because you've got to pay someone, and it's money you don't necessarily have. And also you don't necessarily have a lot of money to pay performers, which can be disappointing because you realise a lot of these performers are, they work really hard at what they do, and there's only so much money that comes in at times, you know.
That's always the problem, not only music, that the first people kind of who don't get paid are the artists for some reason, because everybody is into it in such a big way that they can actually let it slide often.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I've lost money on a number of events, and so really in some ways it's the organizer that loses more, unless they basically don't agree to pay travel. Then, you know, if the artist has traveled off their own back, then they've had to pay for it. But I try to make sure that doesn't happen, because I'm not very comfortable with organising an event and then in the end not being able to pay their travel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just annoys everyone, you know.
Et ürituste korraldajana siis Kaitsja ütleb seda, et üldiselt toetusi nagu jagata, aga tal on õnnestunud pääseda siis kultuuripealinna ürituste nimekirja järgmisel aastal. Praegu on veel selgusetu, millega see väedib reaalselt, aga ütleme, mingisugust abi lihtsalt saab. Et alati selliste marginaalsemate ürituste korraldamine loomulikult on seotud suuremate riskidega, kuna rahvast, kes sellist muusikat tarbib, on seget vähem. Ja seetõttu on korraldaja ka see, kes aegalt võib jääda miinusesse, kui ta just ei taha vendidele maksmata jätta, aga selge on see, et kui sa jätad paar korda maksmata, siis levib sinust arvamus, kui kellestki, kellega on raske või mõtetu koostööd teha, et see ei ole ka selline pikaajaline karjäärivalik. Aga tuleks ka nüüd järgmise loo juurde. Järgmine lugu on sellepärast huvitav, et ei ole selle loo kohta teada esitaja nime. Ja miks sellest räägib Elijah juba ise lähemalt. And Elijah, would you please comment about the next track on the Sublime Frequencies label? Why? What's the story behind it, and why is it not known who plays it?
Oh, okay. This is from there's one record label that releases a lot of world music. This particular song comes from a compilation of Cambodian pop songs from the 60s and 70s. It's basically found in an American library, a whole heap of cassettes, and they didn't have any titles on the songs. You know, so So they still released all this stuff, and it's some really great pop songs. And there's other releases for Thai music and Syrian music and from all over the world. I particularly really like this compilation. It's got so many good Cambodian songs.
How did they turn up in this library, I wonder?
I don't know. I suppose all kinds of things turn up in a library, and they get archived, and someone was just digging through stuff, was lucky enough to find it, and then formed a record company based on digging through old libraries for world music.
That's just something that every music freak actually dreams of, finding some kind of a hidden treasure in the attic or in the library to kind of bring it to the light again.
And I suppose this label, that's the whole foundation of what they are. They're just like a bunch of boffins that dig through library archives and find some stuff that they know no one really knows about.
Kordaks siis üle selle plaadifirma Sublime Frequencies, mis põhimõtteliselt tegelebki sellega, et otsib raamatukogudest ja arhiividest üles vanu sinna jäänud kassette ja linte, et need siis ümber masterdada ja tuua ametlike reliisidena laiema rahva ette, ja see lugu päreneb siis kogumikult Kambodja Popcassette Archives ja loo nimi on ka meile teadmata, aga see ei ole väga alati kõige tähtsam.
Eesti. Saate toob teieni Skype.
Tere tagasi, te kuulate saadet Neljas Eesti. Mul on külas Elijah Werta Austraaliast, keda teatakse pigem küll Tallinnas rohkem üritustesarja Servataguse muusika järgi. Ja nüüd tahakski talt uurida, mis tal lähiajal plaanis on, et need kuulajad, kes sellisest muusikast ennast võib-olla intrigeerida lasevad, saaksid minna midagi sellist ka laivis kuulata. Elijah, I think it is more or less time to talk about your future prospects or future ideas, what Servataguse music brings.
Okay. All right. Well, as I was talking about earlier, there's I have plans for a festival as a part of the Culture Capital year, and it's going to be a part of the program. So to test it out, I'm having a festival on November the 12th and the 13th. It's going to be in East Gallery on Pick 36. So this is a trial run. It's on a fairly large scale, but smaller than what it will be next year. There's six performances, a few Finns, a couple of Latvians, and one Lithuanian group. They're going to cover different territories. I'm trying to make it so that no performance is in the same paradigm, not the same region. There's some kind of a group from Latvia that's very industrial, evokes symbols of nationalism and torture. There'll be a Finnish group, Finnish guy that does kind of like a lounge pop, and it's almost psychedelic in a way. There's a Lithuanian group that again has some kind of suave quality, and it's a kind of like a lo-fi dark pop. And also the locals aren't quite confirmed, but I've got in mind to get them to cover different territories as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any locals you would like to mention there on the show as recommendations in music?
I mean, there's, in particular, I really quite like Sequoia. I really like Miller. It's a black metal project by one Rein Saville. He doesn't really perform. I'm trying to get him to perform one day, but it doesn't. It's very hard to happen. Ed Ussey with Mikkel Klaes, his project I quite like. I think that's off the top of my head. That's sort of some of the interesting performers that
What's the event going to be called in November?
Oh, it's Servatakuse Musica Festival.
Servatakuse Musica Festival.
2010, so. Yeah. And, so there's going to be about 10 performances. Five on each night, possibly more. It's just a question of whether I get those extra performers from Lithuania and Finland in addition to who are already coming.
Mm-hmm. Et Elijah järgmiseks ürituseks saab siis olema 12. ja 13. novembril toimuv Servatakuse muusikafestival, mis leiab aset East Galleries Tallinnas Pikal tänaval. What was the address? Pick
36.
Yeah, pick 36, pick 36 siis on see siuke galerii ruumide ala, kus siis korraldatakse ka üritusi. Ning Eesti artistidest soovituslikult oskas ta nimetada Stella tüdrukute uut projekti Sequoia, siis black metal projekti Milla ja kunstnik Mihkel Kleisi bändi Edasi, mis on kõik nagu sed väärt nimed. Would you please also tell us about the festival next year? Do you already have some plans, or when is it going to happen?
Yeah,
what's going to be the name?
It's going to have the same name, of Servatakuse Musica, and I've got a mind that I've intention to have around about 16 performances for this. It will happen over 3 days, because there are some performances that I know don't quite suit being on a Friday or Saturday night. You know, some things are a little more academic. They require a bit more sober minds. So that's what will happen. And in particular, there's things that I've got in mind. I'd really love to get Kemija Laset Ustavat to perform. I had him with his solo project here earlier, a couple of months ago or so. And perhaps some from the far north of Finland, there's Arkdal Eos or Halo Manash. And they do a kind of ritual citation performance. I'll do a bit of research. It'd be nice maybe even to get some performances that are from Western Europe, if possible. But it takes a bit of forewarning and agreements.
Any idea Approximately when it's going to happen?
Okay, it's likely to happen the same time. I've penciled for the first weekend of November next year.
Et järgmise aasta novembris siis toimub see nii-öelda suurem, ehk esimene päris Servataguse muusikafestival, kuhu on plaanis tuua mitmeid artiste tuntumatest nimedest, nimetest ära siis kemialised ühtavad Soomest ja loodame, et inimeste huvi säilib sellise veidi veidrama muusika vastu. Varem nimetest aga ühte Läti bändi, mis ütleme, kasutab oma retoorikas siis piinamise ja natsionalismi ütleme, nähtusi. You mentioned the Latvian band that uses torture and nationalism in their rhetorics.
Yeah.
Is that the one we are going to listen to now?
Well, yeah, they do use that. They've got about actually 8 projects. They're a husband and wife that make a lot of different projects. Ranges from extreme industrial to some kind of pagan folk. But always there is some element of metallic sounds in what they do. This particular track, they would perform with some kind of white masks, and they would use bells and headdresses with flowers.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they use quite a lot of presence in his other project, Zahnred, who will be coming in mid-November for the festival. They basically act out in a way like they're military leaders in a way. You know, they have all kinds of churning noises and they're barking commands at you in a microphone and acting quite aggressively. They're quite conceptual.
So they will be performing in November.
Yeah, with Zahnred. This is their other project, which was the very first show I organised here in July. They played in the basement of a house, and this was their pagan industrial group, as opposed to the power electronics industrial, you know.
Okay. Et viimaseks looks oleme jätnud siis tõeliselt veidra loo Läti bändit nimega Flagra ei Machinamentum, mille tegijate teist projekti on võimalik näha ka siis 12-13 november Tallinna East Galleries. See on ütleme siis siuke paganlik industrial folk Flagra ei Machinamentum lugu nimega Kali Yuga.
Yeah.
neljas Eesti. Saate toob teieni Skype.